Your Majesty? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Are we under attack? You can't come into your advisor's room at this hour. Because someone will see you, and then I'll have to die of embarrassment. Oh, just brush right past me. Yeah, no, it's fine. You're the one in charge. Yeah, have a seat right there. Come on in. Make yourself at home. Ugh. No, it's fine. I know you wouldn't come see me unless it was actually bad. What's wrong? Did your dates go poorly? I'll make us some tea. Yeah, no, I just put the kettle over the fireplace. It's fine. You know, I never should have let you hug me. Because now, every time I threaten you, you smile like I don't mean it. See? You're doing it right now. So, what? You're having trouble picking? That's exactly the problem. Don't worry, I know how you take your tea. Well, let's flip a coin. I mean, they're both capable. Or should we pick the demon? Probably a good idea not to make an enemy out of her. Huh? Yeah, I dropped it. Don't say ridiculous things like that. You can't possibly want me. I've been here the whole time. Literally the whole time. Your whole life. Well, your mom said you needed a friend. Yeah, no, those jokes about how your parents pay me to hang out with you wasn't really a joke. Oh, shut up. No, you're not. Like, why are you joking? Why are you coming over here? Careful, there's shards of glass on the ground. Who taught you how to kiss like that? Maybe they need to be executed. I don't know. Stop grinning at me. How do you even know I liked it? I guess I could have shoved you away and bitten your head off. Why do you have to confess now? I've been making plans for weeks, preparations. Yeah, they're both the same size, so I only had to get one wedding dress. Huh? Oh, shut up. I hate you. Why are you always making my life so fucking hard? I do have feelings for you, but I've done what any sensible advisor would do, and I've pushed them deep down inside and never acknowledged them. It's called denial. I don't know. It worked for my parents. Could you please just stop grinning at me like a jackass and... No more kissing. This is the time for planning and conversation. You have no sense of the stakes. Do you want to piss off a powerful demon that feels entitled to you because it kind of is? And a vampire that was hopelessly in love with your ancestor that you resemble? Love conquers all. I will kill you myself. No, power conquers all, and we're in short supply of that. That's why we made this bid. You realize marrying for love is a luxury, right? Normally, I would agree to be your mistress. That's the most sensible course of action. Plus, it's all the fun and none of the responsibility. Not with a demon or a vampire bride. No way. Those girls could kill me by blinking. If it was just some noble woman, yeah, fine, but this is dangerous. We need to think. I need to gather every resource I have, come up with a plan of action, some way to buy them off. We'll have to stall. The advisors will have to be informed. Why did you just snap your fingers? You have an idea? Yeah? Is this like that time you thought pie with ice cream inside was going to be the... Okay, all right, I'll hear you out. You're the one with the crown, right? You wouldn't last an hour without me, just so you know. Well, out with it. Oh, I should give you a kiss first. No, I should tie you down and break your fingers. Don't threaten you with a good time. I will... Okay. This is romantic. We've confessed our love. Oh, deep breaths. You know, you're lucky I like you. You piss me off something fierce, you know that? All right, well, what's this inspired idea? I'm sorry, what? Mm-hmm. Why don't I take you up to the ramparts and tell you about how your crown actually makes it so you can fly? It'll never work. Get them to fall for each other? Yeah. Yeah, I need to quit glowering at you and hear you out. Fine. We'll call it role reversal. All right, so let me get my clipboard. All right, logistically, what you're saying is true. If Eve the vampire marries Ivy the demon, then the contract binding Ivy to you would be negated, in the same fashion as if you were the one to marry the vampire. That's objectively true, but they have never been in a room together. I think they've observed each other. That's actually a good point. Eve is a bit of a romantic. Yes. You have been on dates with them, so you know what they like. So what? We put them in a room together with a nice meal? Light candles and play music? Are you out of your... I mean, they are both very attractive. They're driven. They're the same age. The demon is pretty dominant, and the vampire is a bit passive. That does bode well. It's... I can't believe I'm saying this. It's too good of a solution not to try. If they get angry and kill each other, we'd still kind of win. All right. I'm proud of you. That is a stroke of brilliance. Naturally, I will make all the arrangements. Fine, you can help. But you better be ready to work. Good. Candles. There you are. Oh, that's a writhing criminal. Well, knock him out. There we go. Yeah, I thought we could tie him to the table. It's more romantic that way, right? You were very specific about some of these details, even the color of the curtains. You're not into interior design. Why is that? You're recreating a scene from one of Eve's favorite romance novels? She loaned you a copy. When did you become so cunning? Is the crown enchanted? Am I out of a job? Shut up. Yes, I'll have my crisis later. Okay, candles are lit, music. A healthy but unconscious criminal tied to the dinner table. Demons don't eat anything, do they? Yeah, that's what I thought. What's the pretense? We just let them meet each other so they can see the competition? Oh, don't worry. We can watch. Your Majesty, you do live in a castle. Naturally, some of the portraits have their eyes cut out and we can look through them. You know, the paintings of all the famous people that have helped build the kingdom. Yeah, there's three that I know of. Yes, we will be huddled together in a tight space. That's fine, because you like the smell of my perfume. Stop it. No, really, stop it. One of them will kill me if they see you flirting with me. Okay, let's strike up the band. Let's get in position. Don't make it sound dirty. Oh, we are close. Yeah, keep your voice down, but we should be fine. Oh, here comes Ivy. Look at that dress. I bet she thought she was going to meet with you. Don't worry, I like you more. Stop it. You feel like you're seeing a different side of me? This side has always been here. I just push it aside. Well, push it down. So I can better help you. Yeah, I thought if I couldn't love you, I could at least support you. Oh, here comes Eve. Aww, they look cute together, don't they? Do you think they're hitting it off? Yeah, let's watch. Dinner with a vampire. Well, at least you're not a messy eater. Thank you. I like your dress. You can hear them too, can't you? Scheming behind the wall. I almost want to applaud them. Don't worry. My magic means they can't hear us. Oh, yeah, I think it's romantic. I don't want to force anyone to be with me. I kind of get the feeling you think the same way, though. I'm a powerful demon bloodsucker. Save your humanistic projections for someone else. I don't think a demon would make a deal like this if they didn't like humans a little. Ah, don't hurt me. I'm not going to hurt you. But watching you eat has made me hungry. Maybe I will take pity on these fools. You would have to negate the contract, though. Are you up for it, little girl? No one has called me a little girl in, like, 3 centuries. Yeah, I am. Oh, excellent. Your Majesty? Yeah, you're seeing them right now on the table. I know, right? The corpse of the prisoner is right there. Yeah, we should look away. It's pretty hot, though. Okay, fine. Mission accomplished? Good morning, Your Majesty. Oh, don't wake with such a start. If I wanted you dead, I would have done it when you were sleeping. I have to thank you for letting me out of my summoning circle. That was a big risk, as was your little dinner scheme. You're right, it did work. I like the little vampire. I guess I like her more than getting what I'm due. But in all my years, I've never seen a problem solved this way. By giving other people what they want. No, I only came to say goodbye. I'm taking my new bride on her honeymoon. We're going to visit my plane. She can survive there, you know. Mm-hmm. The contract is negated. Tell your advisor she has my admiration. Yes. Eve had a dowry prepared for you. I've taken the liberty of putting it in your coffers. You're welcome. Consider it a thank you for giving me something I like. Maybe we'll come visit. Enjoy each other and your kingdom. This kind of solution bodes well for your rule. Ta-ta. Oh, Your Majesty. Yeah, they're gone. There's a fortune in the treasury. You know. I am in awe of you. And I can't wait to marry you. Yeah, let me crawl into bed with you. I'm tired. Yeah. When we wake up, let's rule the kingdom together.